We are at 7 after the hour, Beyond Good Day, with Jennifer and Roberta and Rich. Later on, more on the substance of what's happening with that outbreak of meningitis, whether you ought to be afraid or not. News media would tell you to be afraid, but maybe there are other ways of thinking it through. I have some Catholic news. For those of you who are Catholic, Jennifer.
Catholics
in the news. Well, first of all,
I thought it was Catholics in the nude.
Apparently, that's half of what the story is here, Jennifer. I mean, Roberta. So the Vatican apparently has been hiding for years evidence of alien life, space travel, etc.
That's what the cardinals really are.
Yes. The cardinals are from another planet. Apparently, there has been, over the course of the existence of the Catholic Church, a fascination on the part of many popes with UFOs. And Richie, I'm sure, will run to Snopes or some other place to check this out.
Nah, Snopes, I don't trust.
UFOs and alien life forms. The proof, according to one former Vatican aide, is that in the basement in the bowels where they have the $5 billion in cash and coin and treasures and stuff, there is also a mummified space person. There is, and this sounds like something that came from the World Weekly News or whatever, or one of those newspapers. But apparently this guy says that they have a space traveler, a person from another planet, that landed in Rome and somehow made its way to the Vatican and died there. So they preserved it. They mummified the remains and have it in a cold storage facility.
Oh, my goodness.
I smell a Tom Hanks movie. Oh,
yeah, no kidding.
All right, so that's number one. Number two, Thomas Harkins was a priest in New Jersey in May 2002. He was accused of inappropriately touching some of the altar boys. So he was defrocked, sent away, and nobody knew where this guy was.
And mummified.
Well, he wasn't mummified. It seems last week somebody going through the security system at Philadelphia International Airport, who had been one of his victims, spotted Mr. Harkins as a TSA agent.
Nope. So now he touches people for a living.
Right.
So check this out, Richie. You can go Google Thomas Harkins.
Hey, little boy, going to have to give you...
Pat you down. Yep, right. So as you can imagine, as soon as this kid recognized, or this man, he's now the person identifying him is in his 20s. But at any rate...
Did he get arrested for assaulting a TSA agent?
Well...
Because I'd have to run over and pummel the guy.
He properly was placed on leave or something, or other. I don't know. As soon as the TSA found out that he was one of their agents, I'm not sure what the ultimate comes with. But why didn't they know? I guess that would have been my question. What kind of background check would the TSA be doing on people to not know that they had? Yeah, right. They're not checking anything out. Why wouldn't you know that someone who had been basically accused and he supposedly disappeared, gone from the church, nobody knew where he went. He didn't go that far away. It's not like New Jersey and Philadelphia are a stretch from here to China or something.
You're 10 minutes away, depending on where you are.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that's one of the things, the strange things in life. And whether it needs to be dealt with or not, I guess, remains to be seen. I wouldn't want the guy, but I don't like the TSA anyway. There's not much they do that I think is any good. So, and I don't know.
Maybe you can come work on the farm.
Too judgmental. I don't want them around my cows.
You would do?
Yeah. I don't want them around the cows at all.
Move.
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 All right, so Roberta has a story for us in a moment. Beyond Good Day with the stories of Rich and Jennifer.
Would
and
he be
Doug.
A Moo Lester?
A Moo Lester.
A Moo Lester.
A Moo Lester.
If you would like to support something worthwhile, helping veterans once they return home, may I suggest that you check out the Purple Heart Service Foundation? The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides a lot of services, a lot of programs for those veterans who not necessarily have gotten the Purple Heart Medal, but they have just been in service and they've been in trouble. A lot of the programs that veterans are offered by the Purple Heart Service Foundation include educational programs, helping veterans in claims for compensation, job training, medical care, all these sorts of things the Purple Heart Service Foundation assists in. They identify and help homeless veterans as well. So, here's how you can help. You have a car maybe you don't need any longer, a boat, something like that. Nobody wants to buy it. You want to give it away and get a tax credit? Help yourself to 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. You can donate cash. You can donate a car. You can donate pretty much anything of value and completely write it off. All tax deductible. For more information on how to donate to the Purple Heart Service Foundation so they may help provide services for lots of deserving veterans, 877-743-1631.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Okay, let's get to Roberta here at 16 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day or Beyond Good Day program, the Hour of Stories. Roberta, where are you going?
Well, I'm going, this is a song by Eric Clapton, of course, here's something to prove that all these top-rated musicians and rock stars and celebrities and movie stars and what have you are not like the rest of us.
Uh-oh.
Eric Clapton just sold a painting by Gerhard Richter. He is considered one of the great...
Gerhard Richter.
Thank you. He's considered one of the greatest living artists.
Mm.
He just sold an abstract by him at Sotheby's in London this past Friday for $34 million.
Have you ever seen this guy's work? I mean, abstract is nice.
Yes, abstract.
That's what irks me.
Yeah, this is like one of those guys that throws a can of paint against the wall.
What makes him so famous when we could do the same?
Like when they pour 5 gallons of paint, different color paint on the floor and let a pig walk by it and then let a dog walk through it and they call it art.
And hopefully they crap on it and that makes it even more valuable. Yeah.
Now, the thing is that Clapton, it's this painting that was sold is one of a series of four. Clapton bought 3 of them in 2001. This particular one that he bought that sold for $34 million, he actually bought for $3.4 million.
God love him.
So he made,
$27 million.
1,000 times on his money?
No, 100 times.
100 times on his money?
Yeah, that's good.
So he still owns 2 of them. The fourth of it is in a joint collection between the Tate and National Galleries of Scotland.
My God.
Wow.
So
here's one more piece of proof that they are not like
the rest of us.
Time
for a little quiet reflection.
This is a guy who basically did drugs, drank, and everything for his formative years, and now look at him.
Right?
Well, he straightened out his life. He gets credit for that.
That he did.
At least, for heaven's sake.
That probably helped him appreciate abstract art.
Yeah, and probably if we saw this painting at a garage sale, we wouldn't buy it.
Yeah, right. You wouldn't even begin to get it. You wouldn't come close to being able to. It really is amazing.
You go, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's kind of odd to think of these musicians as having art collections that are worth, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Good Lord.
And what people will spend money on in the name of art. I mean, I guess I look around at some of the things that I consider art. Pictures of my children, I believe, are art.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures of cows are art. Is there anything that I have that somebody give me more than $10 for?
Anything doing with cows or art.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I suppose. Well, youth and art, by the way,
isn't just
pictures or it isn't painting.
It's subjective.
Art
it's
is movie making.
That's why they're
art
so close to it.
Is music. Certainly with some of these people, classic musicians.
Smile on a dog's face.
Well, frankly, what Eric Clapton does is art.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why these guys get into all this stuff, because they can appreciate it. I mean, it's the cousin to their music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And their music oftentimes comes when their mind is not in a very good place.
So what makes one, I guess because you can own it, what makes one painting worth so much as opposed to Eric Clapton's one song?
It's, or like something we watercolor, like what makes it more valuable?
Well, I mean, it's because Clapton's song is out there for everybody to use and have, so it's worth 99 cents per copy as opposed to $34 million for one copy, I guess.
Well, last year, Clapton sold, it's saying here, 70 of his instruments, amplifiers, and memorabilia.
Yeah.
And from selling 70, he raised $2.15 million, but he donated that to a drug and rehab center called Crossroads.
Right, he has a drug and rehab center, and I think it's in Aruba.
Yeah. Antigua.
Antigua.
All right, 20 past the hour on Good Day.
Good Lord.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I watch some Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use. Don't let it all hang down.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Beyond Good Day program with the stories from Roberta and Jennifer. Richie now is front and center on Good Day.
So, have you ever picked up your phone and had somebody who says, listen, just calling to try and remind you that you owe us whatever, and we'd like to get a check for that today from one of those friendly debt collectors?
Yeah. Lovely.
Well, a debt collector in Minnesota is taking a little heat after calling a disabled Army veteran who was living on disability payments and told him he should have died in the war instead of taking advantage of other Americans.
What?
Hey, there you go.
A Minnesota-based debt collection agency called Gerstle Chargo is facing a lawsuit after verbally abusing an Army vet over a $6,000 defaulted student loan.
He said, so these people are calling on behalf of the federal government because the government is who is behind
the
all
student loans. Maybe.
Yeah.
So the guy says, if you would have served our country better, you would not be disabled and living off of Social Security while the rest of us honest Americans.
Do you have this guy's number? Let's call him.
While the rest of us honest Americans work our blanks off.
Yeah, right. And how did they get wind of this? How did this information become public? Who found out about it?
The vet called. Then I guess they have recordings of it. And then he went on to say, too bad, you should have died.
Great.
Michael Collier was declared 100% disabled after suffering permanent spine and head injuries while in the Army. As a result, he and his wife received disability payments from the Federal Social Security Administration. And so they're exempt from debt collectors, and the debt collector knew this.
Really? So you're just dealing with a piece of dirt. Then.
Pretty much.
This guy, the debt collector, is just getting his rocks off.
Yeah, I mean...
Police.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to just basically bully them into paying something because they get 20% of whatever they got. Yeah. So it's, you know,
I love to hang up
bucks.
On guys like that. Yeah. Love to hang up on them. Love it.
So the Federal Debt Collection Practices Act is now seeking to charge this company.
Hopefully they put them out of business.
They would have received $1,200 commission on this.
You say, really? Yeah. For collecting how much? $6,000?
$6,000.
They would get, so yeah. They get 15%. Really amazing. Oh, my God. Doesn't that stuff just send
blank
you into orbit?
You.
Yeah.
Pay us your money. You can't afford an attorney. You owe us. I hope your wife divorces you.
My God.
Hmm.
Where do these people come from? You sure you didn't work for the TSA first?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
All right. So I think the outrage, we can have our outrage. We can sort of wrap ourselves around it. It just over and over and over again, you find examples of this sort of incompetence, I guess is one nice way of looking at it.
It's just like the anger. So overly and the, aggressive.
Right.
In the name of money.
Who are you and where did you come from?
They seized, this is over student loan, they seized his wife's savings account.
Oh. Who did? This company or the feds?
And they didn't have any right to. No, this company, this collection company.
How do they get away with it? And they're like, you know, another one of the greatest outrages that continues to baffle me how they get away with it, other than campaign contributions, are the three credit reporting agencies. Do you realize how corrupt they are? How badly run they are?
Yeah.
It is
total
a scandal.
Scam.
It is scandalous. And yet everybody in any bank that you go, they're all going to want to know what your credit score is.
What's your credit score?
In 2010, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, received 50,000 complaints about severe harassment from debt collectors, 18,000 of which included obscene language.
Yeah.
No.
I don't. I would never. I mean, I get calls from people all the time looking for money. I don't even talk to them. But as soon as they say, we're here to collect the debt, hang up the phone. That's what you do, because you don't. You want to not deal with them at all. You want to deal directly with whoever it is that you owe the money to. Because it could take forever. Sometimes the scam is so serious that the people that they're collecting for never see the money.
Mm-hmm.
Never see the money. 28 past the hour.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I call them.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear, I'm looking at Michelin, I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Passanelli, and I now focused on a problem that most of you have heard about, you've read about, you wonder sometimes, first of all, when you are scared, as the news media is happy to do, when something like this meningitis outbreak takes place, you get all wrapped around it a little bit and wonder, wow, how can this happen, yada, yada. So I thought we'd dig around in this story a bit, because there is a connection, a strong connection. Actually, the story starts in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, with a compounding pharmacy. It's called the New England Compounding Center, downtown Framingham, next to a recycling center. And I wonder if therein lies the problem. A lot of people are speculating that may be the case. But the material that was put together in this compounding center has been distributed all around the country. There are, I think at this point, 200 people sickened. I think 15 have died. And the essence of what this is all about is interesting, because a procedure, Richie, that I was talking about having done myself because my back is bothering me so much. This epidural is a compound of a number of steroids, I guess. I don't know the exact makeup of it. Maybe we can find that out as we have a conversation with Mike Hugo. Mike is a lawyer and also is a chairman of the Framingham Board of Health, somebody that I've had dealings with. I can say that with a smile on my face now. I didn't think I was smiling so much when we first got to know one another, but now I sort of look back at the process and think, oh, it was a learning experience. So there have been a lot of, it's interesting, a lot of people don't know about how these local boards of health, a lot of the local boards in general function. It's an important part of how local government works. Here are three essentially volunteers on this board who oversee from the public side what happens to the health and well-being of the people in this community. There's an administrator, but basically the tone is set by the Board of Health itself. So, Mike, take us through what sort of happened when you first heard about this. When it was first brought to your attention, the Board of Health's attention, in what way did it come to you? How did the information come to you?
Good morning, Doug. I would have to say that I was actually in Ecuador when the news broke, and I got a phone call, actually, when I was talking to my wife. she talked to me as if I knew all about what was going on. I said, whoa, back up for a minute. What are you talking about? And she said, well, you know, there's something about a pharmacy or something in Framingham that's causing some problems. So luckily I was on the tail end of the trip, so I was coming back the 4 o'clock the next morning. I was heading out of Ecuador. But I got back here. I made a couple of phone calls, and I did not even ever know any fact that this facility was in Framingham.
I didn't either. I never heard of him before. I mean, no, everybody knows Conegliaro. That's where the recycling plant is. But apparently, he and his cousin or brother-in-law or something run this. Who is a pharmacist?
I believe it's his brother-in-law. What they have there is a compounding center. And for those who don't know what compounding is, a lot of times when somebody takes a drug, they open up the bottle and they take a pill, and the pill's been premixed somewhere in New Jersey by a pharmaceutical company, and it's a one-size-fits-all pill. But some diseases and some individuals don't respond the same way as others, so the pill itself might not have any effect on them, although the drugs that are in that pill should. So doctors are free to actually prescribe custom-made drugs that have different levels of medications in them, and that's where compounding comes in. Oftentimes, when a doctor wants somebody to have maybe a little more morphine in that mixture that they're going to get for a painkiller or something of that sort, they'll write the prescription, and then somebody will take it to the CVS. And actually, the people who work behind the counter there, they do more than fill bottles. Sometimes they actually compound drugs by custom order. So what we have here in Framingham is that we have a center that compounds originally custom designed painkiller in an injectable form. And what the result is that they're distributing it on such a large scale that it's sort of kind of not a custom drug anymore at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become a one-size-fits-all type of a mixture as a painkiller given epidurally or intramuscularly. And so this drug is now being distributed all over the country.
Well, it's used for pain. What I was thinking of is having it in my back because of the problems with my L5, but you can get it for your knees, you can get it for your ankles, you can get it wherever there's that sort of almost bone-on-bone pain that comes from inflammation, right?
Correct, yeah. Correct. So what triggered my interest in it was, well, first of all, you know, you mentioned in the beginning I'm a lawyer, and my specialty through my life has always been toxic environmental and pharmaceutical litigation. Well, the pharmaceutical end of it caught my attention because here I am sitting in a town where we have something like this, and a lot of my friends nationally know that I'm sitting in Framingham, and they know that I'm on the Board of Health here and that I've been involved in it for years. And so I started getting phone calls, actually, right on my return to Framingham from Ecuador. I was getting phone calls from friends of mine from California, Minnesota, Florida, Georgia, and they were asking, well, you know, can I refer you this case? Can you get involved? Can you be my local counsel? And at first I said, yeah, great, let's do it. And then all of a sudden, I went online and I looked up this company and I see Conegliaro's name and I'm a lawyer because it's a great case.
Yeah.
Let me
underscore here so people understand. We're having a conversation with Mike Hugo, who's the chairman of the Board of Health in Framingham, Massachusetts, where this the fungal meningitis it didn't start there, but the compound that was really the reason for the meningitis that's affected people all around the country was put together in this it's like a storefront. It's an old furniture store, in fact, and it's right behind the family-owned owns a recycling center, and it's the same as any other recycling center. There's lots of stuff for trash and things that come in there, and so one wonders if this isn't, I think that's the suggestion that you're making without saying it. Here we have this recycling center that is doing a great job in reusing things, but around a recycling center is a lot of rubbish, and around a lot of rubbish are a lot of rats and vermin and stuff that have to be a factor in what goes on site there. It's right next to the railroad tracks. Am I right?
Right. And what we're looking at, actually, in that part of town is we have, as you mentioned, a railroad track on a very active railroad line.
Yeah.
With lots of oils and chemicals and solids and all sorts of things going over the railroad line there. And it's a pretty polluted spot, that railroad line itself. And
next door to that is
AT&T's switching plant,
yeah,
which has some pollution going on. And then you have the Conigliaro facility, which, maybe some of your listeners might want to run to Google Maps or Google Earth and take a look at that intersection, and what you'll see is a massive recycling center that's not a very clean site.
Yeah.
And so we have a cumulative effect in the groundwater there that actually the Board of Health has been looking at over the last 4 or 5 months for other reasons, not even thinking about the fact that we had a compounding facility there. And we don't regulate the compounding facility at all. That's one of the reasons I didn't even know it was there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost a perfect storm. You have a very dirty piece of property. You have something that should be very clean that's being done on that very dirty piece of property. And, I don't have a basis yet, but I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts that at some point we're going to find that some of that pollution from the ground has some effect on what's going on in the building.
Uh-huh. All right. So at the moment, this thing, people say Framingham, Framingham has been interesting as a kid growing up there. There are all kinds of firsts in Framingham for the site. You know, it's the largest town in the country. It has a very diverse population. Had the first General Motors assembly plant outside of in New England. Actually, the only automobile plant that was ever built in New England. And a lot of other unusual things that have made it sort of... people always know, when I say I'm from Framingham, they always know where I'm from. They always know where Framingham is.
Well, interestingly, Doug, on the pharmaceutical product liability end of things, when I was working on the Resulin cases a number of years back, the big focus was the Framingham Heart Study
as
the basis of our data. And, it's a town that's known for great things, and it's a town that's got some issues.
Right. So. Yeah, right. So in this circumstance, you don't have to react or do. I mean, somebody's going to come. I guess I'm wondering whether the CDC or the feds have wandered into town now and have said to you and the board and the people that are administrators there, okay, guys, what else is going on? What else do we not know? But you didn't know these guys were there, and they don't know what's in the water. So what's happening to deal with this? I'm guessing this guy's going to go out of business. I'm pretty sure that's, has it already been closed? Even the guy just said, okay, I'm done, goodbye.
Yeah, the center, he's closed the center at this point.
Yeah,
but,
put it on
one of the things that I had to be very careful of, and I started to go there a second ago, was the fact that, as a pharmaceutical attorney, I can't get involved because
right.
We do have issues with the Conigliaro properties on the Board of Health side. And Doug, you know what's involved in public hearings with the Board of Health.
Don't I know?
General Chemical. I think General Chemical had a slightly tougher time than you did.
Yeah.
But
right.
There's issues there that preclude me from participating as an attorney.
Yeah. Mike is referring to is the oft-mentioned, as most people know who listen to my program, I'm a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have on my farm a store which sells raw milk. And in order to get the permit, you've heard me a number of times talk about the hoops that I had to jump through in order to get the farm in line to sell the raw milk, which Mike refers to as white death.
Right.
But he comes up and has ice cream. At least I get him to have that. But the milk.
I think you poured some of that raw milk white death into my coffee one time, didn't you?
I think I did. As a matter of fact, look, you're still here, breathing.
I've never been the same though, Doug.
I understand that. So anyway, to the heart of the matter here, and that is, people are getting sick from this sort of thing. Would you put your lawyer hat on? As it is an interesting sort of coincidence that you, in your litigation background, is going after companies like this. So what happens to people, families who have lost a loved one? 15 people are dying, or have died, and another 200 that are in a precarious position. So how do you build a case? How does somebody like you go after a company like that, especially when they close the doors? Is it insurance that will pay families? Because there will be settlements. There are always settlements in a case like
this,
right?
Yeah, there's going to be settlements and there's going to be insurance, but this is one of the tragic instances where you know, you're going to find that there are some young people with young children, babies, many children in the household, where dad or mom's income is, you know, a major part of keeping that family afloat, now is going to be left without a wage earner. You're going to find people who are very ill and that can't go back to work, or that are going to be having neurologic problems the rest of their life. And instances like this, I know that you're a strong libertarian, Doug, and I also know that you look at the fairness of the issue and the compensation for the injury. And in these cases, because there's such a small pool available to so many people, there's going to be a lot of undercompensated victims here, and that's a major concern to all of us, because if the company which put these people into this danger is incapable of paying for what they've done to them, who pays for it? You and I, the taxpayers.
Yep, taxpayers.
Those folks are going to end up on public assistance because there's not enough money in the company. If we're talking Pfizer or Merck, you know, one of the big companies that I traditionally go against, you know, there's money there. And people hear the huge number and they go, oh, my God, that company settled. You know, we did the Dow Corning for $4.8 billion, but that was also 40,000 women whose lives were destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, you hear about these numbers, but when you start dividing them up among the numbers of people, it sometimes is not enough money. And in this case, the Conigliaros, they may be upstanding citizens with beautiful homes and cars, which I would venture to guess some of which won't belong to them anymore once this gets going. There's not enough insurance coverage in that company, and I don't even know what the numbers are yet. And you know, we'll explore that a little later on, maybe in another conversation. But whatever it is, that company is going to be undercapitalized for this, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be on public assistance as a result of.
And I think those are the kinds of things people don't think about as a ramification, a repercussion of something like this happening. They hear about, okay, all these people died and they're sick, but what happens after that? And that's an interesting window into that. Mike, thank you. Michael Hugo, who is the chairman of the Board of Health in Framingham, Massachusetts, on this compounding center responsible for the breakout of meningitis.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that can be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
This visit is brought to us by the folks who have made Cardiol available to you. We're going to talk about why Cardiol and its nine natural ingredients work together to help reduce cholesterol levels and triglyceride levels in a few minutes. But first, let's get an update on some of the important health information from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You have a number of items here on strokes. Why don't you just give us a quick background on what a stroke really is, Ken? Because this is more and more a problem affecting people than maybe ever before.
Absolutely. It's the third leading cause of death in America, the second leading cause of, actually the first leading cause of disability in America. It's like a heart attack for the brain. It's usually due to either a clot in the circulation to the brain or just an explosion in the circulation to the brain. We call this a hemorrhagic stroke. And out of the Medical Journal of Neurology this week, there's a report that strokes are more common in old age, but lifestyle is putting younger people increasingly at risk for suffering strokes also. The rate of strokes among adults younger than 55, amazingly, Doug, has nearly doubled between 1993 and 2005. Possible explanations are that doctors are detecting strokes in young people more often, both as a result of better brain imaging technology. You've experienced that yourself, the amazing technology, and also the doctors are just being more vigilant. But we're also seeing a higher higher incidence of the risk factors for stroke now, and this includes obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure.
Is it something that's hereditary, that it runs in families, or just is the luck of the draw?
Well, there definitely is some hereditary to circulatory problems, just like with heart disease. But don't smoke, get down to ideal body weight. All the things we talk about for heart attack. Know your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol. All of this is just as equally as important for protecting yourself from a heart attack as well as Alzheimer's disease.
All right. So from this same study, a very interesting connection between eating tomatoes and your stroke risks.
Same medical journal, Neurology this week, that eating tomatoes of all foods and tomato-based foods, they're high in the antioxidant lycopene. Doug, it's associated with a lower risk of stroke. People with the highest amounts of lycopene in their blood, they're 55%. Less likely than people with the lowest amounts to have a stroke. So a diet high in fruits and vegetables, it's associated with a lower risk of stroke. And the results of this study does support the recommendation that people get more than 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day.
A lot of people are talking about the meningitis scare. A number of shots apparently that have been tested have been tainted. This is something that came from a pharmacy in Framingham, Massachusetts. So there have been a number of people who have died, and folks have been affected by this. It's basically an epidural of steroids that has some kind of fungus in it, right?
Exactly. 13,000 people in 23 states got the fungus-contaminated steroid pain shot, Doug, in the ongoing outbreak of fungal meningitis. So far, the most recent facts, 137 people who got the shots have come down with the fungal infections of the fluid surrounding their spinal cords and brains. There have been 6 cases here in Florida alone, including 1 death. Anyone since May 21st, 2012, that has had an injection into their back, you want to watch for the symptoms of new or worsening headache, fever, sensitivity to light, stiff neck, new weakness or numbness in any part of the body, slurred speech, increased pain, redness, or swelling at your injection site. If you have any of these signs or symptoms, get to the doctor quickly.
We were talking about stroke sufferers and how younger people are having a problem. Heart concerns begin, and at a younger age, we now see people having these problems, Ken. The food that they eat causes high cholesterol, high triglycerides. So what do we tell them in terms of trying to deal with this?
Well, Doug, high cholesterol, it is a serious condition that can lead to heart attacks and heart disease, as you suggested. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower the cholesterol in my patients. There's a new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood, known as triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. I like it because it's safe, FDA-registered Cardiol. It's also easy to take, just 1 capsule a day.
So 30 days will make a difference, and the folks at Cardiol are so sure this will work for you. They want you to take advantage of this free offer, a free 30-day trial offer of Cardiol. No strings attached. You pay shipping and handling. That's it. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial when you order online at cardiol.net/Ken. That's CARDIOL.net/Ken, K-E-N, and click on Dr. Ken's free trial. Cardiol, yours, just shipping and handling, that's all you pay. Cardiol.net/Dr. Ken, or Dr. Ken's free trial.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the 3 that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.